You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Sawyer County officials are inviting area residents out for the 118th annual Sawyer County Agricultural Fair this week. The event will take place from Thursday to Sunday at the county fairgrounds on Highway B near Hayward. The fair will feature livestock shows, a carnival, live music, and plenty of family-friendly activities. Thursday night has also been deemed as family night at the fair with $1 admission per person. The fair will wrap up on Sunday with figure eight and five-turn dirt track racing as well as a demolition derby. The Washburn County Economic Development Corporation is inviting area residents to a presentation on the results of a recently conducted housing survey. The presentation will be held at the Spooner Fire Hall on August 18th at 5:30 p.m. Residents who attend will have the opportunity to ask questions about the results and learn more about how the study will support efforts to improve access to housing in the region. The study will be used by the county to inform future policy decisions, including those guiding investment strategies and addressing workforce challenges. A Rice Lake man charged with felony homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle has entered into a plea deal to dismiss that charge. 45-year-old Stephen Anderson was facing multiple felony and misdemeanor charges in relation to multiple OWI cases, the most serious of which stemmed from a two-vehicle crash that took the life of a 60-year-old Cameron man nearly a year ago. Last week, Anderson entered guilty pleas to misdemeanor reckless driving causing injury and fifth offense operating while intoxicated. A sentencing hearing was scheduled for October. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced bonus authorizations will be available for the 2025 gun deer hunt season. According to a press release, bonus antlerless harvest authorizations will be available for purchase through the DNR's Go Wild portal and at local in-person sales locations beginning on August 18th at 10 a.m. An online queue system will be available beginning at 9:45 a.m. The bonus authorizations will be sold at a rate of one per person per day until they are sold out entirely or the deer hunting season ends. The Wisconsin Humane Society is urgently seeking foster parents after taking in an unprecedented number of surrendered cats in recent days. Organization officials say they are caring for 1,500 animals at their locations across the state, including nearly 1,100 cats. The recent intake of cats has led to overcrowding issues, so the organization is calling for help from residents willing to foster some of the cats to open up additional shelter space. Residents can fill out an application to become a foster parent for the animals online. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again urging residents to be on the lookout for signs of spongy moth infestations on their trees. The invasive species has been spreading across the state over recent years, prompting treatment flights and trapping efforts in the western Wisconsin region. Trees that are infected by the spongy moths would show signs of drought and defoliation of their leaves, which the species eat during their larva stage. If residents do see signs of an infestation, they should contact the agency as soon as possible. Two people were rescued from Shawamagon Bay on Thursday after getting stuck on a boat about 400 yards from shore. The Ashland Fire Department responded to the call, receiving kayaks from bystanders in the area to get out to the people stranded on the boat. Another group of bystanders brought their own boat around and transported a couple more first responders out to the scene of the rescue. Both individuals were brought back to shore uninjured and were allowed to go home. How they got stuck so far out from shore is still under investigation. The 18-year-old Webster man who set a number of mailboxes across Barron County on fire has been sentenced to probation. William Johnson and a 15-year-old Minnesota juvenile were arrested in December in relation to the mailbox fires. Johnson faced various charges, including arson, possessing explosives for unlawful purposes, and criminal damage to property. He entered into a plea deal in July, pleading guilty to 11 misdemeanor counts of criminal damage to property. He was sentenced to 12 months of probation as part of the plea deal. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is warning food truck owners of an uptick in scams as football season approaches. According to a press release, scammers have been inviting food truck vendors to fake fan events and requesting payment for the vendors to attend. They typically request payment from the food truck vendors through apps like Venmo and PayPal. The agency advised vendors to avoid interacting with unsolicited messages, verify the legitimacy of events, and not to pay fees through peer-to-peer banking apps. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding residents to avoid disturbing young wild animals while they're enjoying the outdoors. In a press release, the agency reminded residents to always observe young wildlife from a safe distance so they can mature properly in their natural habitat. Officials say disturbing the young animals could cause them stress, inhibit their ability to learn normal social behaviors, and maintain a specialized diet, or contribute to the spread of disease. The DNR is also reminding residents that most wild animals are protected by law. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game series against the Pirates tonight after a thrilling 7-6 win yesterday to sweep the Mets. The game tied at 6-6. Bottom of the ninth, Isaac Collins at the plate. FanDuel Wisconsin.
Collins today with two hits. He's 2-for-4. Collins, fly ball. Deep into right field. Isaac Collins. It is a walk-off home run. He's done it again. And the Brewers have won their ninth straight game.
Now, despite the floods in Milwaukee, over 37,000 fans came to the ballpark to support the team. Was there concern they might stay home?
I wasn't sure. Yeah, I honestly didn't know, like, if fans weren't going to be able to make it, and they showed out. Like, that's just AM fam for you, Brewers Nation. You know, they love their Brewers, and, you know, I love playing for this team.
That's the Brewers' Isaac Collins. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Eddie Murphy has pretty much been an open book for most of his incredibly impressive career. He was a highly successful comedian, one of the most popular SNL actors ever, and has had a lengthy movie career packed with several blockbusters like Beverly Hills Cop and Trading Places. That did not stop him from pointing out some of the blemishes on his resume in a recent interview with Complex 360. Murphy had no problem discussing some of his clunkers, which included maybe what Murphy considers to be his biggest bomb, The Adventures of Pluto Nash. The sci-fi comedy came out in 2002 and is also one of the biggest flops of all time after bombing with critics and only making $7 million against a $100 million budget. 1998's Holy Man is also on his list and lost big bucks, but when asked about his critically panned comedy Norbit, where Murphy played several different characters, Murphy held his ground and said he loved the movie. More honesty like this, please. Love Eddie Murphy. The music industry is still mourning the loss of Ozzy Osbourne. Wife Sharon Osbourne has said there will be a biopic of the rocker's life. Before you get too excited and think it's going to be all sex, drugs, and rock and roll, the Osbournes say it will focus on their marriage. The project was first announced in 2021, and all the Osbournes will play a role, with his children being listed as producers. Here's a Vigilante Justice news update. The Batman Part 2 has movement. Production will start filming in the spring of 2026, according to Variety. The film will not hit theaters until the following year, with a premiere date set for October 1 of 2027. Robert Pattinson is back to portray the Dark Knight. The production has been delayed several times, but all the ducks appear to be in a row. Matt Reeves is back in the director's chair. I was beginning to think this would never happen. James Cameron's Titanic won 11 Oscars and made over $1 billion at the global box office. The film almost had a much different look, though, as Matthew McConaughey was a frontrunner for the role of Jack Dawson, which ultimately went to Leonardo DiCaprio in the 1997 film. According to producer John Lando's book, McConaughey had a great read at the audition and everyone liked it. Cameron thought it was great, too, but asked the actor to read it again. McConaughey said, "No, that was good," which, according to Lando, kept McConaughey off the cruise. The world is about to get funnier thanks to Warner Brothers, who has just announced it has greenlit a Kristen Wiig and Jonah Hill film, a new comedy called Cut Off. The two funny stars play a pair of entitled siblings, according to The Hollywood Reporter. Hill is attached as the film's director and Wiig is producing. The film is set for release sometime in 2026. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. We'll get to 81 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop down to around 60 for a low. Tomorrow, we could see a few scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.